Today we are looking inside a simple smart lighting sensor, which surprisingly was implemented by the manufacturer based on Tuya MCU, i.e., based on an additional microcontroller communicating with the Wi-Fi module via UART. Here we will analyze their communication protocol and try to free this sensor from the cloud, although at the moment, we will do it by replacing the Wi-Fi module. Finally, we will provide a ready open beacon configuration for this sensor and check its operation with Home Assistant. The topic was created in cooperation with @DidaMrAz. I did not physically have this device at home. I only directed my friend's actions. All photos are also from a friend. Sensor purchase. The sensor can be found under entries like Tuya Wi-Fi Light Sensor, Illumination Brightness Sensor, and so on. You have to be careful whether you choose the Zigbee or Wi-Fi version. The sensor is powered from USB. The cable is included. The sensor is quite small. This is what it looks like in the Tuya app. Original packaging. Light sensor, GB9254, 2008. Few details. Interior and communication protocol. We look inside, pry the plastic cover. We have WBR3 here. I'm working on it, but it's not beacon. Date 2022-09-20. But what is on the other side of the PCB? There is, of course, the AMS1117 3.3-volt LDO regulator to get 3.3-volt from 5-volt from USB. But we also see an additional microcontroller here. It looks like this device is using Tuya MCU. The Tuya MCU protocol was featured here. We also have our own analyzer for this. Therefore, we launched the analyzer, sequentially collecting data on the RX and TX of the Wi-Fi module. Bingo! The most important interception of packets was made on the RX of the Wi-Fi module. We look at what the MCU sends to us. At first, apart from checking in, the MCU gave no measurements. This was due to the fact that it had to be paired. Since then, the variables have appeared. There is a Find Me option in the Tuya app that makes the LED blink. We also managed to overhear the change of its state. It is a Boolean variable with DPID 101. The eavesdropping was made on the TX of the Wi-Fi module. It is the Wi-Fi module that sends its change to the MCU. After the analysis, we assessed. DPID 6 is enumeration, lighting level 0, 1, or 2. DPID 7 is the illumination level in lux. DPID 101 is Find Me option from Tuya application. The DPID 6 in the app looks like this. Firmware change? Work on WBR3 is in progress, but a friend had a free CB3S module, so we soldered it in its place to test the Tuya MCU support code from OpenBacon. Then we prepared the autoexec.bat OpenBacon. The above code maps variables from Tuya MCU to OpenBacon channels, sets them labels to display and channel types. Channel types then also determine how Home Assistant displays them. Initially, we tried without default Wi-Fi state 4, but without it, in the absence of MQTT, we would not get measurements. The MCU must think that it is paired with the cloud to give measurements. Success! We have measurements on the OBK panel. Now it's still worth doing Home Assistant discovery, which is already automatic with us. Below are screenshots before the introduction of the illuminance channel type. Even after adding this lighting level enumeration, everything works, although ultimately this lighting level enumeration will get its channel type so that it is displayed in text on the HA panel. And if necessary, you can always add it yourself via configuration.yaml. Pairing button on Tuya MCU. It is also worth paying attention to what Tuya MCU sends when we press the pairing button. This button is connected to the microcontroller, not to the Wi-Fi module. Packet 55AA00200001 is sent, which is packet type 02 with 000 bytes of data. That is, no data. The last byte, 01 here, is the checksum. Summary: it was very simple, and after the OBK port to WBR3. You won't even need to solder the module. The Tuya MCU support code worked well in the new environment and did not require any changes. Everything works. The only thing that puzzles me is why this sensor was implemented on Tuya.